What is going on, Jets? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man can only take so much disrespect before he finally decides today's the day. And boy, did this guy decide that today was definitely the day for him. Now, this article was published on the 6th of December. Homo Sasa man shoots and terminates wife during argument. A man allegedly shot and deleted his wife during an argument in their Homo Sasa home on Friday, according to the Citrus County Sheriff's Office. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! Deputies said the first call came in around 6:23 p.m. on December 2nd about a shooting at a South Spring Breeze Way home. When deputies arrived, they found the victim, Tammy Campbell, 63, had been shot in the chest. She was pronounced deceased at 6:37 p.m. Investigators learned through a witness that Tammy and her husband, Michael Francis, 64, had been arguing leading up to the shooting. The witness told detectives that Michael shot Tammy during the argument and that verbal arguments between the two were common in their relationship. Ah, nothing like a good old toxic marriage. On December 3rd, around 2:30 a.m., Michael was arrested on a charge of manslaughter. He was later taken to the Citrus County Detention Facility. Well, well, well. It would appear that no matter the age of the woman, her mouth will always write a check that her ass can't cash. Arguing, fighting, whatever. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, went down in the home. Gotta give that one a 10. Method of execution, he used a peacekeeper. Gotta give that one a 5. Psychological impact, I'm gonna give this one a 10 because there was a witness that saw it all go down. And for the brutality factor, I'm going to give it a 5. One and done. Bam, right to the chest. So, Michael, the mad murker, gets a score of 30. Ladies, it doesn't even matter anymore. The warnings will always go unheeded, and you will always continue to think just because you have the quote-unquote state at your beck and call that you can continue to disrespect men. Verbal altercations. We always know what happens over time. Eventually, they get physical. Now, I saw a short from E-Man67 about this woman who was literally out there damaging a car, and the police were right there, and they weren't doing anything about it. See, it's shit like that brings about entitlement in women because, oh, look at me. I'm a woman. No one's going to do anything when I do something. Bullshit. 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 But no, situations like that, when they know that the woman is wrong in what she's doing, but that god-awful Duluth model, the husband is always got to be told he's got to restrain himself. But I thought we lived in this quote unquote free equal society. Are women not supposed to have the consequences of their actions placed upon them? Oh, nah. Bullshit. Bullshit, bullshit, bullshit. But anyway, ladies, you're not going to listen. Guess what? You're going to keep pushing men over their point of no return. And guess what? I get a grand story to report on. So keep doing what you're doing, ladies. Keep pushing those men beyond their limit. I'm going to sit back, enjoy the article, share it with my compadres over here, and we're all going to have a nice, good laugh because you were the architect of your own demise. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Let me know what you guys think. And women around the world who continue to argue with your husband, your boyfriend, the man in your life, understand this. The power, social, law enforcement, the simp, the white knight, all of it. Everything you have at your disposal that lets you believe that you cannot be punished adequately for the crimes you commit will go out. Feminism will go out right along with it. And believe you me, when you finally push that man beyond his line to where he says, you know what? I no longer care about the consequences of getting rid of you. Guess what? It is what it is. He's going to go in the box. You're going to go in the dirt. I.e., he's going to go into the cage, jail, prison, whatever. And your ass is going to take that eternal dirt nap. Oh, well. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Welcome. Murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.